Coach Mike Zalat from St. Edmund Cross Country is girls and boys with district championships on Thursday at their district meet. A tremendous accomplishment for them. They're going to be in the state meet coming up next week, which will be here in Fort Dodge over at Lakeside Golf Course. And Coach, sorry to keep you waiting this morning. It's been a jam-packed deal here this morning. I appreciate your patience.
Not a problem. Just Justin headset here. Coach Mosher's got a lot bigger head than I do.
He does. He's got a melon on him, yeah. Coach Mosher.
Yeah, well, mine's not very big to begin with.
I'm one to talk because I've got a gourd as well. You win Thursday, the boys and girls. I think a lot of people, myself included, really probably expected your girls to win the district meet. I think you're kind of the favorite. Your boys, what a tremendous performance for them, working their way through some struggles and that kind of thing, and really rising to the occasion, Coach.
Yeah, exactly. Really proud of the effort of all 14 kids, to be honest with you. But, yeah, the boys, you know, we had it when we scored. I take all the times from all the districts, and I put them on a spreadsheet, and you know courses are different. You know it's not an exact science, and I get that, but it's the only way I can scout. So it's what I do. So every year I do this for districts, and I've done it now for state. I haven't scored the state one yet, but so basically I just take, like I said, I take all the teams' last meet, I put on a spreadsheet, and their times for all their seven runners, and then I just go in there and score it, you know. And we had the boys winning it going in, and of course I never share that information publicly, you know, beforehand for good reason. But so I think our boys had the most confidence I've seen in them in about 4 years. It's been a little struggle the last few years for sure. And so, you know, we went 7 years, you know, we talk about the girls going for their seventh in a row this year, which they did. The boys had a string of seven in a row before 2016. And okay. So we haven't gone in 4 years. So it's the most confidence I've seen in the boys program for quite some time. And, you know, any athlete with confidence, I'll take an athlete with confidence over an athlete with talent all the time, because that's a very tough thing to deal with in any sport. So it was nice, I think, when I put that thing together for the boys to feel good about their chances and to feel good about where they're at going into it. And, you know, the whole week for both programs, knowing what we knew going in, was just to be yourself. Don't try to do anything extraordinary. Don't try to feel like you got to pick it up and do something that you're not capable of doing. If we all just run our race, do what we're capable of doing, we're going to be in pretty good shape. And that's really what it came down to, I thought.
And, you know, I think that's the great part of it, is to be in a situation where you could do that and know that that's enough. Because sometimes, Coach, you know, having a background in coaching, sometimes you're not in that situation.
Right.
You have to be Superman. You have to have that mountaintop performance to be able to accomplish that and be victorious. But to be in a position where you don't have to do stuff that's necessarily out of character, you just have to do what you do to your standard, I think it is a testament to where your program is, both on the boys and girls side.
Right. Yeah. Oh, 100% agree with you. And, you know, yeah, and certainly there's athletes that if they feel the pressure that they have to, that really can step up and do things. And that's awesome. And I think we have kids that are capable of doing that, but there's something to be said for being able to be relaxed and like you said, confident but not cocky, and confident and to be able to relax too and not feel any pressure, and then still take advantage and do what you got to do. So yeah, it was a good day all around on the boys side. Hayden Mayer cramped up a little bit. You know, Hayden's been our fourth or fifth guy all year long, and Drew's a lot stepped up and was our fifth guy in districts with Hayden cramping up, and it was probably Drew's best race of his career. He's ran varsity, he's a junior every race but one in his career. So, you know, most of our kids, because I'm almost sure of it, because of the weather, didn't run as fast as they ran in conference, and Drew ran the same time. So he really stepped up for us. It was a total team effort, 100%. There's no doubt about it. All seven guys and girls did a great job. But, you know, Hayden has been so steady for us, also a three-year. He's never not ran varsity so in his 3 years. And so he's always been a very steady person that we can count on. And, you know, the injuries and things like that are going to happen, and to be able to have somebody step up just shows our depth. You know, that's the nice thing about it is, you know, right now in both programs, And this happens actually most of the time for us. But, you know, I wish this was a run seven, score seven, me.
Yeah.
You know, I'd feel really, really good where we're at if we did that. But it's not. And so having that depth, you know, we talk about our six and seven runners stepping up. And like on the girls' side, Gracie, our seven runner, I think she beat everybody's fifth runner, but Manson's maybe. Maybe she beat Manson's fifth. I think she beat everybody's fifth runner and then everybody's fourth runner, but Manson. It's just amazing what our depth can do. And it's great because as a coach, you can talk to all seven. Everybody's got a role here, you know.
Right.
If you don't score, there's things that you can do. You get in front of other people's runners and push them back and add points to their total. And our kids buy into that. We've been preaching that for a long, long time in our program. And you know, and we got some JV kids that aren't running that would be scoring for a lot of schools. So, yeah, we're really deep this year on both sides, and that depth really came out, I thought, Thursday.
Yeah, and certainly you able to sweep the district titles, and that's a tremendous accomplishment. Aaron Lurson probably ran as good as he's run all year as well for your boys. I think he was second, if I'm not mistaken, overall in the individual side as well.
Yeah, and, you know, Aaron, you know, there's not a lot to him physically, but the kid has got a heart and he's got a drive that very few people have. And I don't know if it's because he's a little bit undersized and stuff, so he takes that personally. I'm not really sure where it comes from. Coach one of his older brothers as well, Isaac, is very, very competitive as well. So maybe it's just an atmosphere within the family. But, yeah, he's a competitor. And so he's not happy with his time. But, once again, the weather was not conducive for very good times, you know.
True.
In the district meet, and we talk about this as well, it's all about place. It has nothing to do with your time. It's all about where you're placing and stuff. So he'll bounce back. He's going to have a really good state meet, I got a feeling, because he's super motivated. And, yeah, but to get second, I mean, Aaron, that's a great job, you know. And you're a sophomore, and the guy that beats you is a senior. So, yeah, you got to – sometimes you got to explain some things to Aaron because he's so competitive. And, you know, understand, Aaron, you had a really great race, buddy.
You'll take that, though. You'll
100%
take that,
of time,
you know,
every single time.
Any time, any day. Your girls program, seven times now in a row that you've made state, really took care of business. I mean, you know, Audrey Bimrick has kind of been your leader for much of the season, kind of setting the pace, but Michaela Lighting has really come on, and it's one or the other usually now, and you don't know who it's going to be from day to day.
Yeah, and the thing that people don't know about Aubrey either, and I just had a talk with her at practice yesterday, is, you know, that girl is tough, I'm telling you. And I've said that throughout this whole year about different girls. Our girls team, and our boys team too, but, you know, our girls are tough. And like I said, so are the boys, but Aubrey is a lot tougher than she leads on. And so a few years ago, she had surgery on one of her arches, and now her other foot has really been bothering her the last 3 weeks. And then I had no idea about it until she was limping after the race. And then we have practice. Kids wanted to go at 8:30 the next day. You know, they're happy. They're celebratory on the way home on the bus. And then, you know, Friday morning, it's time to get back to work. We didn't have school yesterday. So I asked them, what time you guys want to have practice? Want to sleep in? What do you want to do? Let's go at 8:30. You know, cold as can be. You know, it's one of the coldest parts of the day is early in the morning. But I think they wanted to get it done. And B is, let's get back to work. And so she shows up. You know, she's limping Thursday night. Friday morning, she's there. I said, hey, you know, maybe we ought to go on a bike today or something. No, I'm going to be fine. And so she knows she's got a week left. And she'll push through it, and she's tough as nails. And, you know, whether it's her or Michaela, that's one or two, whoever's our two is going to be a really good number two Saturday.
It's more or less 1A, 1B.
Right, yeah. So our one isn't as strong as some of the other teams' one, but our two is as strong as anybody else's two. So that's kind of the trade-off with those two. And the nice thing is they can work off of each other, you know, in the race and stuff.
Right.
And now, you said we came in and did our job, and we did. But, you know, I do want to point out, Manson is really closing the gap on us. They've really improved throughout the year. And, you know, the beauty of running against them is we kind of know where we are with them. And then the other thing, and I'm being blunt about this, is they got those bright orange uniforms, and that helps us. You know, those things stick out. And so they're going to stick out next Saturday. and we know where we're at, roughly, you know, compared to speaking with their runners. So we have an advantage, I think, Saturday, having a run against them. And like I said, with their uniform color that other schools aren't going to have or be knowledgeable about. And so Maddie Molina is a stud runner. She's been a stud runner for a long, long time.
She really is.
And she really hammered us at the South Central Calhoun meet, and our girls got a little closer to her Thursday. So, you know, once again, her and the Oswald girl are really, really good. They're a good 1-2 punch as well. They're as good as any other team in the state right now, 1-2. So if we can gauge ourselves off of them, that's going to help us. And, you know, hopefully maybe we can catch them. I don't know if that's possible or not, but that's something that we're going to be thinking about doing. And you know, like I said, the girls, all seven girls did their job. And I wish it was a run 7, score 7 with the group that we got now. To be honest with you, I wish it was about a run 10, score 10, because we got some JV girls that would really be helping us out. So we'll see what happens Saturday. It's going to be a fun one.
Yeah, it certainly is. Of course, that's the state meet for 1A cross country. It'll be at Lakeside Golf Course here in Fort Dodge. And Coach Mike Zalat will have both his boys and girls programs in that meet. And, Coach, of course, we want to wish you best of luck. And I feel like you're going to have a pretty well represented with a pretty big contingent of St. Edmund fans over at Lakeside, certainly in the state meet. And I know that now you're running in the afternoon next week, right?
Right. Girls run at 3:30, boys at 4. They adjusted the schedule.
Okay.
When all four classes are running, we're usually running before that. So they've really spaced some things out, and you certainly applaud the state for doing that to try to keep everybody healthy and things like that. But, yeah, I don't know if that moving it back is going to even help us to get more people out there because, you know, people that do have work, maybe they'll be getting off work and stuff. I'm not sure. But, hey, we had a lot of students over there Thursday. We had a lot of kids that got out of school and came over, made the hour and a half drive over, and, you know, I applaud them. I applaud their parents for letting them get out of school. It was really emotional to see that many kids there that were willing to support the girls and the boys. So, but, you know, our kids go to football games and volleyball games, so it was nice to see some reciprocity there. But our kids don't have to get out of school to do it. So, yeah, I really want to thank the student body that came over there. And, of course, we got some parents of former runners that still come to meets and things like that. We got former runners that are coming to meets and stuff. You know, we've, I think, done a really good job of building the family atmosphere. You know, like I told the girls and boys yesterday at practice, and this happens every year, but, you know, I am just inundated with texts and messages and things like that from former runners and stuff. Tell me how proud they are of the kids and things. And it means a lot to those kids that have gone on and done things in their lives outside of cross country that they're still taking interest in the program. I'm really hoping to see a lot of green out there Saturday. And I'm not talking about the golf course, Rob. I'm talking about the clothing and stuff. So, we got to take advantage of those things. You know, we're lucky to have that thing here at home. We're lucky we get to stay in our own bed.
Yep.
You know, there's a lot of advantages, but we got to take advantage of those. And, it's always great to see a lot.
Well, let me say this. Normally I would stay completely unbiased, but I'm going to reveal the fact that I am rooting for St. Edmund to win the state championship next Saturday.
That'd be something.
And if St. Edmund can't win it, I want one of the area schools to win it. So it can stay in the area.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah, I appreciate that. But our girls, you know, we're looking at some things, like I said, putting a spreadsheet together, and I haven't analyzed it yet, but just eyeballing some things. You know, I think I didn't realize this going into the season, but I think the girls could maybe make a little noise there Saturday. And the boys, I don't think it's realistic to think about getting a trophy by any stretch of the imagination, but to think of maybe a top 10 performance possibly, where going into this year, you know, we're just maybe hoping to God to have a chance just to even compete for a chance to go to state. Now things have changed for the boys in terms of their goals and stuff like
They've overachieved a little bit, I think.
Or maybe we were just better than we thought. You know, maybe it's not overachieving. Maybe it's achieving what you were supposed to do, but we just didn't realize. Like I said, those
possibilities.
Taking an athlete that's confident is a dangerous thing. And so
true.
Hopefully they're seeing their confidence. You know, Grant Heldorfer and Devin Wirtz. Devin gets 11 and Grant gets 12 and the top 10 go to state, you know. And not knowing if we got in at the moment when they told me what place they got, you know, I'm just, oh, my heart was so heavy. I'm thinking, oh, gosh, if we don't get in as a team and these two guys just missed it, oh, you know, I heard Coach Mosier talking about, you know, the heartbreak that he had with his seniors. So that would have been a tough pill to swallow. So thank God that didn't happen for those guys. And girls run at 3:30 out there, boys run at 4, and the weather's going to be a lot nicer, it looks like. And so we're going to get
our warmest part of the day.
Warmest day of the week. So, yeah, it's a good situation for us. And like I said, that should maybe bring some more people out, hopefully. We're going to have a good week of practice here. We're going to keep building their confidence up and you know, looking at the statistics and looking at the information and kind of getting an eyeball where we think we can feel, and then hopefully we'll get after it.
There you go. Coach Mike Zalat, cross country at St. Eben. Coach, I appreciate your time this morning and your patience through the first part of the show as well. And we want to wish you the best of luck to you and your program, your boys and girls here at State on Saturday. Very excited about that. Very happy for you and that program. You guys have earned that opportunity that you have. I believe that. And so we certainly want to wish you the best of luck and thank you for your time this morning.
Yeah, thank you, Rob. And it's always good to be on the show and talk about our program. And appreciate all the support. And, you know, I won't be here next Saturday, obviously.
Yeah, you got a little something to do next Saturday.
Right. So maybe in a couple of weeks we'll see if
maybe we can come back.
Now,
Right. Yeah, we're going to actually have it, and that brings up a good point. We're going to try to have it probably every week till we get to Thanksgiving, then we'll take a little holiday time off there. But we will have it the next few weeks for sure. So hopefully we can have you back after state and talk about, putting that trophy in the trophy case. I hope so.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
That would be a great opportunity.